Hello and welcome to my channel. I wanted to review with you guys a super powerful statement that my husband brought to my attention that was said by Michael Singer, who is a spiritual teacher out of Gainesville, Florida. You may know him from his book, The Untethered Soul, The Surrender Experiment. And he also has what he calls the Temple of the Universe, which is in Gainesville, Florida. So I've been following Michael Singer for a number of years now. And one of the things that I love about Michael is he can talk to you in such an informal way that it's almost like he's just speaking to your soul. And he also has a lot of humor in the way that he conveys things. You know, for example, if you have like a very negative emotion or a negative reaction to something, he's like, just relax. So simple, but easy to do. But going back to this statement, I wanted to kind of talk to you guys and share it with you. So hopefully you can see the power in what he said. So he said, the great way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. Now, when he says the great way, it makes me think of, you know, the way that they refer to in the Tao Te Ching, or the way of life and the path that we all must take towards self-realization. And then you break it down, is not difficult for those who have no preferences. I love this second part of this sentence because it resonates very deeply. Because when you are able to achieve a space within yourself where you have no preferences, meaning whatever happens in your life or whatever life presents to you, you are good with. You have neutrality. Let's say that you get stuck in traffic on the way to work. You just accept it and you just say, I have no preference. Let's say that you encounter an amazing situation. You meet a friend and you have a wonderful time. You accept that as that present moment, what was supposed to occur at this time. So I think that a lot of us, we, from an early age, we start to build these preferences, right? We like this, we don't like that. We like that person, we don't like this person. We like to dress a certain way. We like to have a certain job so that we have a certain kind of income. And our egos and our preferences, they put us inside these little boxes of life, right? And we spend a lot of our energy trying to maintain those preferences. My goodness, I can see this so much in my life where I have very strong opinions about certain things, and I never wanted to go outside of the box and experience other things because I felt that those were my preferences and I didn't need to go out of the box. But once you remove your preferences and you accept your present moment or your present situation for what it is and what the infinite being that we all are needs to experience at that time, wow, it just melts away those preferences and it opens you up to this flow in life where you're able to flow and just be present in your present moment. And I think this is what all the sage and wise teachers, the Buddhas, the Krishnas, I think this is what they're all getting at, how to achieve that state of complete flow with what is and complete presence of the present moment. And so the second part of this is the cause of all suffering is desire. Now that loops it together with what I was just talking about. All these things that, all these preferences that we have, They all come from desire to be, or to be somewhere you're not, or to, constantly be looking for something that is just out of reach. It's in the future, or maybe it was in the past that you had something and you lost it. Now you desire it, or you want a job in the future, but you desire it. And then these past and present thoughts and emotions that go with them, they keep us from experiencing our present moment. So if you let go of desire and you let go of your preferences and you say, I am an infinite being with infinite possibilities, why can I not just let the universe experience what the universe inside of me wants to experience at this time? Whether that be just an ordinary life, or that be it an adventurous life, or whatever. Because the truth is once you let go of all of those preferences and let go of your mind desires, what you are left with is an extraordinary life, because the present moment is extraordinary. So again, I just wanted to share this with you guys because I thought it was super powerful, and I hope that this helped you. And check out Michael Singer. He's fabulous. He actually posts podcasts. That's what I wanted to say. He publishes podcasts every Sunday out of the Temple of the Universe. Everything is completely free. And he has some really powerful talks out there. So I hope that you enjoy that, and talk soon.